Hello, this is Pandara speaking. I am the solo voice actress featured within these audios. All the characters that I play are always 18 plus, and each scenario that I act out is always going to be fantasy-based and not meant to depict real-life scenarios. With that all out of the way, I hope you enjoy the audios. Bye!
I gotta also add that the consent, yo, these characters consent fully. The characters consent. This is fine, okay? This is consented fegs. God damn it, Patreon.
Oh, thank the hells it fits. I was starting to think maybe I should have gotten a size up, but it fits almost perfectly. Just a little tighter on the waist, but it's not too distracting at least. What do you think of it? Thank you, sweetie. I'm starting to think maybe I should become more of a dominatrix. But I don't think I want my old man to see me like that. Oh, that's a little grim. Anyways, moving on to better matters, I want to quickly thank you for even considering doing this. I know it's a bit intimidating, but I'm quite good at this. I think I know what I'm doing. Spoilers. But you're in good hands, okay? Now, I'll let you know how things will go to kind of give you a little bit of a rundown to make sure you're comfortable with everything. We're gonna be using some cuffs, a collar. I might slap you around a little bit and call you some degrading terms, but if you ever feel like there's a point where you can't continue or it's too much for you, all you need to do is say red. At any point, just say red and we'll completely stop and move on, okay? Don't be afraid to use it. That's your safe word, and I will abide by that. Whenever that leaves your mouth, I will stop whatever I'm doing. I don't care how close I am or anything like that. I'll stop, okay? So are you sure you want to do this? 100%. 1,000%? That's my good boy. Okay. Now then, I think we've got everything ready. So, are you ready to really be my good boy? I love the way you say that. That is perfect. Now get down on your knees for me. Very good. Head down. Good boy. That's where you belong from now on, okay? Directly beneath my feet. That's where you belong, right, sweetie? Attaboy, attaboy. Oh, I am going to really enjoy playing with my new toy. Look up at me. This must be really new for you to just be a little pet for me, huh? Just a toy to service me. And to not stop until I'm fucking finished. That's gonna be so fun. Get on the bed, sweetie. Come on, hurry up. Do as you're told. Very good. I put these panties on to look good, and now I'm already taking them off. Now then. Hi. What are you waiting for? My pussy is right in front of you. Why don't you put that useless mouth of yours to good use and start worshipping already? Come on. Give it all the attention it deserves. Oh, you could do way better than that, darling. Oh, that's it. Look at you. The only thing you're good at. Servicing me. Keep it up. That's a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're doing good. You're doing so good. Keep going. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it's right there, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep this going, holy shit. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Fuck. Maybe you're not as useless as I thought, sweetie. You're doing really good to prove yourself. You're looking so fucking desperately. Oh, it's almost pathetic, really. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. Oh, you're just a toy with the sole purpose of pleasing me. You hear that? Oh, speak up before I fucking choke you out. Atta boy. Oh, but I feel like you'd enjoy that, huh? Being choked out by my thighs, you little fucking degenerate. I can see. You're already quite hard. It's being used like a toy getting you off, sweetie. Oh, good, because it's getting me off, too. Now let's see what's pitching a tent down here. Let's see. Oi! I didn't fucking tell you to stop back there, did I? Jesus, what are you good for? If you're not good for being a fucking toy for me, then what good are you? There you go. Pick up the fucking pace. Fuck, you're twitching. How perverted. Bet you want a little attention down here too. Huh? What was that? I can't hear you. Your mouth is full, sweetie. You have to speak up for me. Good boy. I guess I could give you a little attention. Oi, excuse me. Don't think just because you're getting a little reward here means you can just slack off back there. Get back to fucking work, toy. I can feel you moving. You want to explain yourself? You can't help yourself, huh? Well, you better fucking help yourself, because I swear to God, I'll leave you with the bluest balls ever. So, contain yourself, do you understand me? That's a good boy. Also, remember, you're not allowed to come a second sooner than when I tell you to, or a second later. Do I make myself clear? Splendid. Thank you for warning me you were close. That's a good boy. Just gonna have to hold you like this until you calm down, huh? Look at how much you're twitching. Tell you what, if you can last a little longer without coming, I'll let you put it inside me. How's that sound? That's a good boy. Hold it. Fuck. Hold it. Oh, that's my good little fuck toy. Well, I'm a woman of my word. So, you've earned your right to breed me. So, keep it up for me, darling, will you? Just... Okay. Alright, I'm gonna guide you in nice and slow, okay? Remember, you work at my pace, and you don't come until I tell you to, and only when I tell you to. Understood? Good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's good. I'm glad I get to see your pathetic face from up here. Ready for me to move? Good. Fuck. I can feel you twitching inside me. What, are you close already, sweetie? That wasn't very long now, was it? I want to enjoy my favorite fuck toy a little more. I guess I'll pick up the pace for you. Oh, no, you fucking don't. No, 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 you're not fucking coming yet. Hold it in. Good. Hold it. Oh, there's no way in hell you're coming yet. I am far from fucking done with you. You good? Good boy. Don't let that happen again, okay? Are you close again? Oh, fuck. I guess I have to slow down then. What an absolute shame. What was that? I can't quite hear you, sweetie. You're not addressing me properly after all. Go ahead. Repeat that sentence. How badly do you want to come, sweetie? Oh, you're gonna have to beg a bit better than that, sweetie. Go on. Call for mistress. Beg me to let you come. Okay. Not bad, I guess. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna count you down from 10 seconds, and when I hit zero, I want you to fill me up with everything you have, okay? Does that make sense? Good boy. Let's begin. 10. 9.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, just a little longer, baby. I'm almost there. 1. Fuck, fill me up. Fuck. 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 Holy shit. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck, what a potent load. Oh, fuck, you did such a good job of filling me up. That's my boy. Oh, you tuck it out already, sweetie. I haven't finished using you yet. Oh, what kind of toy are you if you can't be fucking used more than once, huh? How useless. How... pathetic. So, are you feeling up for... Oh? Okay, are you sure you wanna stop here? No, that's absolutely fine. Let me get a towel for you, okay? You stay here. One moment, yeah? Oh, how did I put it? Okay, here it is. Okay. Are you okay? Did I hurt you at all? I'm really sorry. Here, hold on. Let me get you cleaned up, okay? It's okay. Everything's over now, right? Let's get your face tidied. Sorry, was it something specific that you didn't like? And you're sure about that, darling? I really want to make sure I didn't say anything that hurt your feelings or hit you too hard. Anything like that. Are you positive everything is fine? 100%? 1000%? Okay. I'm glad. Trust is very, very important and probably the most important thing to me. And I'm very glad that you trust me. I would hate if anything happened that would make you lose that trust in me. And I can't really stand the thought. So I'm glad. I'm really glad. Your face is all cleared up now, though. Look as handsome as ever, my love. Of course I value your trust. You mean the world to me. You are arguably the most important thing in my life, I guess. Next to my job as well, but... that's because we need it to survive and for our future and stuff like that. But, you know, if work didn't give me money, then you would be more important than my work. Yes, I mean it. I really do. I love you, sweetie. So fucking much, to the moon and bloody back. The role play is probably the most inaccurate representation of how I really feel about you, because I cherish you so fucking much, and I could never just see you as some sort of object or toy. You're too delicate. And I want to cherish you and hold you gently and... God, I fucking love you. Sorry. I love you so much, truly. And again, you really mean the world to me. And I'm so fucking lucky to have you in my life. And I seriously still can't believe that you allowed me to do this. Because it is quite intense, but you let me, you agreed, and you showed how much you trust me, and I understand it's intimidating and a lot to deal with, but thank you so much for even experimenting this with me. It means so, so much to me, and I feel really happy that it was with you. It was nice to just experience that with you. And yeah, though I have to, you know, compliment you that you took it really, really well. Seriously, I'm very impressed. And I have to admit, I was really, like, scared that you would feel hurt, and it kind of made me, like, not want to. But if you wanted to, or didn't like it at all, like, really feel hurt by the things I say, then I will never, like, do this again. We'd never have to do this again, okay? The only time I would like to do this is if you are 100% down with it. And only then. If you don't ever feel like doing it again, then that's absolutely fine, okay? I value you and your opinion, and I love you. So if you don't want to do it, that's not going to hurt my feelings, darling. Don't worry about it, okay? I want to make sure you feel loved and cared about and heard, okay? So just let me know. Oh, come here, sweetie. I love you. Mwah. I'm glad. Yeah, it does seem like you're a little bit sore, so you lay down, okay? I'll get the lotion ready and just give you a nice little massage to mellow you out a bit, okay? Hey, I just want to quickly say again, I know I've said it already, but you are really amazing. You took everything so well, and, you know, if I didn't know any better, I think you were just hiding how much you were enjoying it. But you were so good. And there were times where I thought I hit too hard and, you know, just kind of wanted to stop a bit. But when you recovered so quickly, I knew you knew your limits, so you just kept going. All right. How does that feel, by the way? Is that a bit better? Perfect. All right. Come here, sweetie. I want to hug you again. Hi. I gotta admit, though, I really, really like the roleplay. It was hot. Like, really hard, especially when you replied with ma'am and stuff. But my professional opinion, I think I'm liking the aftercare just a little more. What do you think? That's good. It's nice being able to tend to you and just hold you so close to me. Make sure you're safe. It's all I ever really want to do. I can wholeheartedly say that I'd be willing to spend the rest of my life just like this. Oh, I'm alright, dearie. I feel a lot better after talking and caring for you. Thank you for your concern, though, but don't you worry. I am absolutely fine, okay? You are my main priority here. Okay, I mean, we could try it again sometime, but you don't need to force yourself to do it again if you don't feel comfortable, okay? I really don't mind dropping it from our list of ever doing it again if you don't feel 100% up for it. Does that make sense? Oh, you're such a sweetheart. You know, I was thinking that this could be used as a learning experience, don't you? Well, your topping skills could use a little bit of work, and I just schooled your ass. So maybe you should take a few notes when you're thinking about this in bed. Oh yeah? You think you have it in you to punish me, sweetie? Oh. Well, maybe I should punish you a little bit for that wishful thinking and little act of yours. But maybe, just maybe, I'll let it slip this time. I still am the top in this situation, so you are still at my mercy, little dove. Aw. Aren't you the sweet talker? I agree, though. There's no place I'd rather be either. I love you. So fucking much, darling. Hello, my darling. Thank you so much for listening to this audio, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the formatting of this one. It's basically reverse. It starts lewd and then ends wholesome. But hopefully everyone enjoys it. You know, let me know what you think of it. I had a question. Oh my god, dude. Okay, so I've been wearing croc charms, right? I just realized that another one fucking fell off. I'm gonna have to kill someone. In game. Another thing, I had some misfortune today. I went out to go and get my medication. Guess what? They apparently don't ship that medication anymore. Like, what the fuck? Why? Fuck you. Anyways, sorry, just a little ramble. What's the question gonna be? I haven't thought this far ahead. I'm just kind of like rambling now. Okay. What is your favorite book that you've ever read? For me, it's oh my god, I forgot the name. Give me a second. The second I ended that recording, I remembered what it was. It was called A Ghost Named Jessica, right? I think. Yeah, it was a ghost named Jessica, and it's so wholesome. I love it so much. So tell me your favorite books and what you'd like recommend, because I do want to read more. So if you guys have any book recommendations, do let me know. That's going to be it from me today, my darlings. I love you all so, so much. Thank you all so much for being here. And yeah, until next time. But no, it was... That's all she wrote, my darlings. Dude, I'm like fucking up my own outros. What the